This is Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez. More than 2,400 entries have been submitted to rename San Antonio's Robert E. Lee High School. TPR's Joey Palacios reports that only one-fifth of those will be considered by the Northeast ISD School Board this month.
What's in a name? That'll be up to the NEISD School Board as it reviews 500 acceptable entries to rename Robert E. Lee High School. The school was named after the Confederate general in 1958, but board members voted to change the name in August. The public had a week to submit name suggestions last month. NEISD spokeswoman Aubrey Chancellor says the district did not want it to be named after a person, but instead an idea.
In addition to that, it needed to be wholesome and something that would be well reflected on the school and stand the test of time.
Some of the accepted names include Liberty High School, Northeast High School, and Lone Star High School. The other 1,900 suggestions, however, included names of people or unflattering terms.
A lot of them were just downright racist, inappropriate, and unfortunately offensive.
Some of the rejected submissions include Spurs basketball coach Greg Popovich, singers Willie Nelson and Missy Elliott, Schoolie McSchoolface, Star Wars character Jar Jar Binks, and a few words we can't say on the radio. Lee High School will keep its name through the 2017-2018 school year. The NEISD board will examine the 500 acceptable names and potentially choose one at its board meeting next Monday. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.